This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister to address community meeting in Clarendon, MSMEs urged to utilize Development Bank of Jamaica's services, and passport processing continues to flow smoothly at National Indoor Sports Center. The news in detail after this message.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller will address a community meeting at the Edwin Allen High School later today. The meeting, organized by the Ministry of Youth and Culture, is aimed at heightening awareness about child safety and security. It will also seek to educate community members on their role in protecting children. Youth Minister Lisa Hanna says the Prime Minister is leading a campaign on behalf of the government and will be appealing to perpetrators to end violence against children.
We're also going to be in those areas that are the hotspot areas, Westmoreland, Hannibal. You're going to see her in St. Thomas. You're going to see her in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. Having the courageous conversation to say, look, this cannot continue.
Minister Hanna, National Security Minister Peter Bunting, Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson, and Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education Elaine Foster Allen are also expected to be in attendance. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is urging more micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, to take advantage of the products being offered to them by the Development Bank of Jamaica. Dr. Phillips says, based on recent reports, the DBJ has consistently surpassed loan targets set for the MSME sector, indicating a high level of customer-driven services and products.
The Development Bank of Jamaica has exceeded in each year its targets for lending to the MSME sector. And last year, the target was $3 billion, and the actual lending outturn was in the order of $4.3 billion, of which loans to SMEs were $3.3 billion, and loans to the micro sector were $911 million, exceeding the $900 million target.
Minister Phillips was speaking at the recent Small Business Association of Jamaica luncheon. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, says operations continue to progress smoothly at its temporary passport processing location at the National Indoor Sports Center in St. Andrew. Since PICA began operations at the location on Monday, it has been processing up to 1,500 applications each day. Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Jennifer MacDonald, says with the center having much more space than its Constance Springhead office, they have been able to set up different processing sections for persons with special needs.
Since this morning, we also are accommodating especially persons who are returning. Someone might have had to leave office yesterday to get a new picture, a new photograph, or the GP probably didn't sign it, or there was some little error and something very simple, and so they asked them to come back.
Ms. MacDonald was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. And the Ministry of Health will continue to highlight the restriction on smoking in public places in a bid to ensure that the rights of non-smokers are not infringed. Legal officer in the ministry, Cheryl Dennis, says under the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, there are obligations the country is mandated to uphold. She says the government, through the Ministry of Health, is acutely aware of the harm the use of tobacco smoking can have on non-smoking Jamaicans.
It's not a ban on smoking, but what we're saying by virtue of the implementation of the regulations is that you do not have the right to exercise your right to the detriment of another person. So we have also borne in mind the harmful effects of secondhand smoke and the fact that people generally want to enjoy their public space freely.
Ms. Dennis was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. Her comments come as Jamaica prepares to observe World No Tobacco Day on Sunday, May 31, under the theme, Stop the Illicit Trade of Tobacco Products. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.